KSRN News, I'm John Scott. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he won't seek re-election in 2024.
The 75-year-old Manchin has issued a statement saying he made the decision after lengthy deliberation and long family conversations. Manchin is a veteran politician who has served his home state as governor, secretary of state, and state legislator. Manchin's announcement gives Republicans a prime opportunity to pick up a Senate seat in the heavily GOP state. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli troops have now pushed into Gaza Strip's largest city along a key coastal road on the Mediterranean Sea as part of their war with Hamas terrorists. President Biden was asked about his phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu surrounding a humanitarian pause in Gaza.
Did you ask him to pause for 3 days to get the hostages out for that?
Yes. I've asked for even a longer pause for some of them.
The president says he was hoping the pauses would take place sooner.
Take a little longer than I hoped.
Meanwhile, Israeli troops have pushed into the Gaza Strip's largest city along the Mediterranean Sea as part of their war. Montreal police say two Jewish schools in the city were hit overnight by gunshots. Staff members discovered bullet holes on the exterior of the buildings when they arrived this morning. Police say nobody was inside at the time of the shootings. No injuries reported. Fewer Americans applying for jobless claims last week, and that's further indicating that the labor market remains strong amid high interest rates. The Labor Department reports that applications for unemployment benefits fell by 3,000 to 217,000 for the week ending November 4th. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 252 points, the NASDAQ losing 140. This is SRN News. Christians continue to come under attack in Sudan.
A Presbyterian church, including an orphanage, came under heavy shelling from the Sudanese armed forces that left it in ruins. Everything inside was destroyed, including Bibles and hymn books. Meanwhile, a Roman Catholic building south of Khartoum was also bombed. It was unclear whether the armed forces or the rapid support forces were responsible for that attack. Prayer is requested for the Christians under siege in the region. Keith Peters reporting.
A U.S.-based global mission agency says several of its partner churches were left devastated by an earthquake that struck remote western Nepal November 3rd, killing more than 150 people. K.P. Yohannan, founder of Texas-based GFA World, says three church members were killed, adding, "Our prayers are with all the affected families, and we share in their grief during this most challenging time." This is SRN News. The Red Cross gets an earful from the Israeli medical community. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Doctors, medics, and emergency personnel numbering in the hundreds demonstrated outside the Tel Aviv headquarters of the International Red Cross on Thursday, protesting the organization's failure to pursue normal hostage protocols regarding those held by Hamas terrorists. The ages of the 239 captives range from 6 months into the 80s, many requiring ongoing care according to their families. Nevertheless, during the 5 weeks since their capture, no name list or proof of life has been provided, nor has the Red Cross visited any of the victims. Nevertheless, Israel remains under intense pressure to accept ceasefires. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.